But I still remember, each time a new medication was introduced, I'd be lay in bed. The doctor would come in late because she worked all day long, poor thing, and came in with a piece of paper. And I still remember the first one, antidepressant, it was labeled, and it was the literature on what an antidepressant is and what its impact is going to be on my body. And then after evaluating me and observing me, it became very clear that there was more going on, or at least more that she suspected what might be going on. And she said to me, this is your first hospitalization. We want to make sure you don't come back. Da, 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 da. So they did a battery of psychological testing on me. I still have the paperwork. It was performed over the course of 2 weeks. And by this famous, or she's passed away now, a psychologist who was doing a research project on narcissistic personality disorder. So they suspected then that I had, like the beginning or traits of narcissistic personality disorder, or maybe antisocial personality disorder, all the, very, you're not supposed to diagnose someone that age with it, but people do exhibit features of it. And the testing reflected otherwise, more so that I had schizotypal, or a more like I was more on the schizophrenia spectrum than the personality disorder spectrum. What does that all means is what it is, diagnosis. But like, that's where they were looking at then. And when I look back on the hospital records now, I see, I read, how, a concern, and I quote this in my book. One of the chapters is just her diagnostic note, where she writes about how she had a concern that these features on this, schizophrenia spectrum may be problematic later on, or whatever, or become exacerbated, metastasize if it's cancer, right? Whatever. The point is, they were concerned. And she was very, very, very astute in her observations, because of just a couple months later, I wound up in the hospital again.